What did Hashem say? Tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchu b'ramachne kol tzru v'chol zav v'chol tomei l'nofesh. The sugya of sending out of the machane all the people who don't belong. We have over here three people. Who are the three people? The tzorua, tzorua saras, number two, a zav, and number three is a tomei nefesh. Where do they have to leave? Machane shchina. We're dealing in machane shchina. Rashi over here says, pasuk beis, Rashi, tzav es b'nei Yisrael parasha zunemra b'yom shuhukam ha-mishkan. This parasha was taught that we're going backwards in time. We're going now back to Aleph Nisan, the first day of Nisan. It was taught by Yom Shukam Mishkan. There were eight parashas that were taught on that day. Kid Isa b'Masech the Gittin Perikani Zogin. V'yishalchem in Amachne. Sholesh Machnes Hoyishon b'Shas Hachani Yosan. Chutz Hakloyim Hu Machne Shechina. Toich Hakloyim Machne Shechina. Chania Salavim Saviv Kemoshe Beforish Beparashas Bamidbar Sinai Hi Machna Leviya. Okay, so inside of the curtains was basically what's called the equivalent of the Har Habayis. No, I take that back. It's the Azara. I'm sorry, the Azara. Inside the curtains is where the Mishkan was, where the Mizbeach was. It was like the Azara. That's called Machanesh Shechina. Around that was where the Levim encamped. That is the equivalent of Machane Leviya, which today is the equivalent of the Har Habayis. The Har Habayis today is called Machane Leviya. Umisham v'yatsoif Machane de Golem, from there until the end of where the Golem were. L'chol arbo haruchosi Machane Yisrael. That's the equivalent today of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, the old city, is Machane Yisrael. The Har Habayis is Machane Leviya. And the place of where the Mikdash once stood is Machaneh Shechina. So over here, this pasuk Hatzorua Nishtalach Chutz L'chulam. The most severe is the Mitzorah. A Mitzorah has to leave all three Machaneis, including Machaneh Yisrael, which would mean that in today's day and age, the Mitzorah would have to leave Yerushalayim. Hazav, what about the Zav? Hazav is Mutar B'Machaneh Yisrael. Hazav is Mutar B'Machaneh Yisrael. Umishulach menashtai, but may not be there, may not be in Machane Leviya, Machane Shechina. V'tamei lo nefesh, mutar af v'shal Leviya, v'eini mishulach elo mishal Shechina. V'chol ze darshu rabbi seinu ben amikreis, v'mesech tam sochim, someone who's tamei nefesh is allowed to go to the Har Habayis, Machane Leviya, may not enter into Machane Shechina. Okay, next Rashi, we'll summarize in a second, tamei lo nefesh, dimisoev l'tamei nafsho, de'anosho. And this is a very important Rashi, because over here Rashi actually quotes Targum. And over here Rashi over here says the person who's Tomei, the word Dimisoi means he's Tomei. L'Tomei Nafsha. Now the word Lamed Tes Mem Yud means the bones. A person has come in contact with the bones of a dead person. Of Nafsha Danosh Nechmo. Dimisoi, a person has become contaminated. L'Tomei, the bones. Of nafsha de enosha, the soul of a human being. So that's what it says in the Targum. The Targum says, Rashi quote starts off by quoting the Targum. It says those exact words. And Rashi then says, what does this word mean? Oimirani, shuloshoin atzamois, adam beloshoin arami. The word tes mem yud in Aramaic means bones. A person is contaminated from the bones of a human being. For example, ad rionus shechik temaya, ad rionus, we curse him. May his bones be worn out. May his bones disintegrate. It says shechik means to be worn out. Tes mem yud alf his bones. Shechik ad samois. Okay, so that is what it means over here. It means so therefore, the pasuk here, you're telling us that now. Let's see the Targum. Targum says, Saves Bnei Yisrael, Vishalchem Ben Amachne. Which Machne we are discussing? We are discussing a Machne Shechina. Machne Shechina is basically the equivalent of today, the Azara, where the Azara once stood. What's inside the Azara? Inside the Azara is the Mishkan, is the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the Mizbeach is in that area. The basic section of the Beis HaMikdash is called Machane Shechina, and for Machane Shechina, three individuals are not allowed to be present. Someone who is Tamei, what kind of tumah? The pasuk over here says the only type of tumah you have that has to be leaf is only a person who's tamei meis. The pasuk over here does not discuss a person who's tamei from, let's say, a nida. It doesn't say. It doesn't say here. Let's say a woman is a nida. It does not say that she has to leave the Beis HaMikdash. It does not say if a person had a bodily emission. He's a Baal Keri. It doesn't say that he has to leave the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't say that in this pasuk. This pasuk only talks about three people. A Mitzayra, a Zav. A Zav that has an emission, but it's a different type of emission. Okay, and a woman during a certain period of time, and a man a certain color. The Chol Tamei Lonofesh, and someone who's Tamei from the dead. A person who's Tamei from touching bones. I mean, he touched animals, a nevela. It does not say here that he has to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Only these three people. Now, and what does it say? Then the Rashi already told us the whole sugya, that a tamei nefesh, the only place where someone who's tamei may not be is only inside of the Azara, but a tamei nefesh can be in Machane Leviyah. How do you know that? Because it says that the Leviyah, they took with them the Atzmos Yosef. Vayikach Moshe, es atzmos Yosef imo, imoi b'mechitzasei. The bones of Yosef were always together with the Levim. And if they're with the Levim, which means that the people of the Levim who were dealing with, were carrying the bones of Yosef, they were Tamei. They were Tamei Meis. And we don't find anywhere that they were told to leave the Machaneh. They kept Yosef's bones with them in Machaneh Leviyah. And those who came in contact with carrying Yosef's Aron were automatically Tamei. And they didn't leave. So you learn that a Tamei Meis is allowed to be a Machane Leviyah, which is the Harabayis. And then there's the Zav. The Zav is Mochamor. A Zav is not allowed to be a Machane Shechina and is also not allowed to be a Machane Leviyah. A Zav has to go out into Yerushalayim. A Mitzayra is the worst. He has to leave Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, and Machane Yisrael. And this is very relevant Bizman Hazeh. Because according to the Rambam, which is seemingly Paskin-like, according to the Rambam, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash retains its Kedusha even though it was destroyed. So therefore, today, all of us, B'li Yoytzim and Aklal, are in the category of Tamei Meis. So we're all Tamei Meis, where is a Tamei Meis not allowed to go? The only place he's not allowed to go is Machane Shechina, is where the Azara once stood. But a Tamei Meis today is allowed to go into Machane Leviyah. So what is Machane Leviyah today? The Harabayis. But in the Harabayis, a Tamei Meis is not allowed to go to the area, the section where the Azara once stood. So today when you go to the Kesel Maravi, what do you see above you? You see a parade of people going onto the Harabayis. Are they doing any violation of halacha? Meir, do you ever go to Harabayis? You want to go? Would you go? Would you go to the Harabayis? You would go to the Harabayis. So what are the shailas? The shaila is, why not? The only place where you have to be careful not to go is to the place where the Azara stood. That's a very, very small area. It's a very small area. The Azara relative to the whole Harabayis. Harabayis is massive. It's massive. The Azara, it's a very small area. Shaila is, do we know today exactly where the Azara once stood? And the truth is, we don't. We don't. However, many people claim that we have a general area. There is a general consensus that the Azara stood in a certain area. So as long as you don't go to that area, you're not doing anything wrong. It's A-okay. Because a Tamei Meis is allowed to go to Machane Leviyah. It's not allowed to go to Machane Shechina. Just make sure you don't go to the place where that we chayish. It might be Machane Shechina. However, there's a very interesting halacha. People don't talk about this, and that is, wait a minute. How do we know today that no one is a Zav? Both a man and a woman. How do we know? If a woman sees Dam, a woman is a Nida, is allowed to go with her. But a woman who's a Zava, if she saw three, even one emission on the days, starting from day eight to day, day eight 18. It was 10 days. 11 days. 11 days. 8 to 18, she becomes a Shomeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. Or 2 days, Shomeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. Or 3 days, she's a Zava Gedoyla. So how does a woman know for sure she's not a Zava? Okay, I mean, whatever. And what about a man? How does a man know that he never had in his whole life any mission 2 days in a row that was not Shechva Zera, but was Ziva, which would make him into a Zav? That would require the man to go count Zayin Nikiyim and be Toivel in a Mayon. You see, even women today, you'll say, oh, big deal, a woman, she's not in Nida. So let's say you have a woman. A woman today who sees Dam, she treats herself ki'ilu that she was a Zava Gedoyla. So they go to Mikvah, big deal. They have Zayin Nikiyim and they go to Mikvah. So you got a problem though. The problem is women today are not going to a Mayon. If a woman is a Zava, she needs to go immerse in a Mayon, not in a Mikvah. A Mikvah is not good enough. Noshma machmal atzman b'nogea damnida, that they follow the rules of Ziva. But in case the woman really was a Zava Gedoyla, She'll never, unless she went, she was toivel in a mayon, in the ocean, in the yam. A woman today never really can say for sure that she's clean from ziva. And a man also. So therefore, there are some opinions that hold that no one should go to the Har HaBayis, b'zman hazeh, because how do you know you're not a zav? And if you are a Zav is not allowed to go into Machaneh Levia. A Zav and a Zava are more chomor than a Tomei Mace. A Tomei Mace may not go into Machaneh Shechina, but a Tomei Mace may enter Machaneh Levia. That's why everyone goes today to the Har HaBayis. Because the Har HaBayis, they go there, it's Machaneh Levia, and they're careful not to go where we assume the general area where the Azara probably once stood. But if a person takes into consideration the possibility that maybe he's a Zav or a woman is a Zava, you now let her go to the Har HaBayis, period. You can't step in the holy area. You can't go anywhere up there. Anywhere up there is L'chayra, the Har HaBayis, is Machaneh Levia. You now let her go there. So why do people go there? Obviously, they don't hold from this. Obviously, most people hold that B'zman HaZeh, You don't have to be chayish. You don't have to take into account the possibility that a person b'zman hazeh is a zav or a zava gedoyla. But it's really not so simple. It's not so simple, especially by a woman, because a woman to become a zava, you don't need any supernatural thing to happen. It's just a matter of riyas dam, not during the expected time, which can happen. Maybe you'll say, because the Mishnah says if you can be toile the dam because of a health issue, then it's not called ziva, it's whatever it is. All right, I don't know the sugya as well, but all I do know is that this is a controversial topic, that going to the Har HaBayis today, as far as Tomei Meis, that's not an issue. Because it says this in Farish, in this pasuk it says, a Tomei Meis may only not enter into Machaneh Shechina, but a Tomei Meis may enter into Machaneh Levia. And today, in modern days, the Har HaBayis is called Machaneh Levia. Anything that's inside that wall, on the top of that mountain, is Machaneh Levia. And where is Machaneh Shechina? So we have a general understanding of where it is. So you just stay away from that area. Fine, you're not going to Machaneh Shechina, you're only going to Machaneh Levia. The Tomei Meis is permitted to do so. It says in the Pasuk, the Yikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo B'Mechitzasai. But if you want to take into consideration the possibility that today, we don't really know, maybe a person indeed is a Zav, or the Ish is a Zava Zava. So then a Zav and a Zava, Rashi says that's this is Mishnayis, this is the Gemara, may not go into Machaneh Levia. Now there is a solution. The solution is before a person goes to Machaneh, before a person goes to the Har HaBayis, he should first count Zayin Nikiyim, both a man and a woman, to make sure there was no bodily emission, and then be Toivel in a Mayon, and wait until the sun sets, and then you're not a Zava. And then there's no problem anymore. Then you can go to the Harbayis, you don't have any Daigas. Okay, but I don't know if people do that. People, you have to ask the people who go to the Harbayis. You have to ask them what, there's a whole Chevra, there are many, many people, there are thousands of people who regularly go there, and you know, they have a lot to say about this. They have a lot to say, many different things about this. Certainly they will tell you, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if people who go there, the religious people who go there, who hold Beshita, you should go there, if they observe Zayin Nikiyim and then go to a Mayon in order to remove the possibility of being a Zav or a Zava, and then it's only Tamei Meis, which is Mutter, to go on the Har Habayis. Okay, and let's see the Targum. The Targum we have Pasuk Bey says, Pakid Yos B'nei Yishol V'Yishol Chudmin Mash Risov called this gear, anyone that is a Tzorua. We had this when we learned Parashat Tazria Mitzora, a Segir. A Mitzora is a person who is locked up, isolated. Segir. Targum doesn't translate the word Tzorua literally, because Tzorua literally means I don't know what's the literal translation. Tzorua, lots of Tsar. Maybe it does mean, maybe really that's what I didn't realize until now. Because what does the word Tzorua really mean? Tsar li hamokim. Confinement. Why? What's the etymology of the word a tsarua? A person who has tsaras. The shorish of the word tsaras is tsar. Tsar means a strait, a narrow strait, confinement. So the Targum, interestingly, he calls a tsarua a segir, a person who is confined. But that usually means because he sent chutz l'machaneh. Bodod Yeshev, Michutz Lamachane Moeshavo. It's almost like he's in a prison. He's locked up. And indeed, that's really what the word Tsarua means. It means Tsar. Okay, next. V'chol Didoiv. That's the word for the word Azov. The word Ziva means to flow. There's a flow of blood. There's a flow of an emission. A man and a woman, each one has a different emission, but there's a flow. And then v'chol tamei nevashi taiches v'chol dim so'av, anyone that is tamei litmei nafsha, from the bones. We just learned before litmei means the bones of a neshama. Girsas Rashi litmei nafsha da anosha, the bones of a neshama of a human being. I guess the reason why Rashi said of an anosha, don't make a mistake and think it means he's tamei from the bones of an animal. Because the bones of an animal that was not slaughtered properly is also tamei, tumas nevela. So you have bones, and you just say the bones of a neshama. An animal also has a neshama. It has some life force. So maybe it would mean that a person comes in contact with a nevela also has to be sent mechutz legimel, chutz begimel machnes, and l'chor, that's what Rashi is coming to Bavar. No, only the bones of a human being, not the bones of an animal. All right. So now let's see over here. I'm going to read you over here. He has a lot of stuff over here. Okay, I'm going to read you. You don't have this, so bear with me. We'll try to see what some chidushim he writes here on the side of this sefer in the Targum. He writes the segir bezoyar perushu shatzaras miturgam beloshon segir al shem shesoyger es ha'oyres chel yoinim. All right, this is already spooky stuff. He says the reason why the Targum calls it segir. Because a mitzora, he has shut down, he has locked up the light of above. A person who is a mitzora, he does not receive his divine communication, as if everyone else does. Okay, that's why we don't learn Zohar. What does this mean? I have no idea. Kasa bedrashos Rabbeinu Yoshua ibn Shoiv. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, mitzora, moitzi shem ra. V'tagim unkelis sigira shelo sagar piv ulashoina. Okay, this is what we touched upon. It's very good over here. He says over here that Chazal, what is the simple translation of the word mitzoira? A person who has tsaras. Why is the person who has tsaras called a mitzoira? So the Gemara asked this question, and the Gemara says the word mitzairah is Rosh Tevas motzi, motzi shem ra. So the mem and the tzadi, mem and the tzadi is motzi. He brings forth the, where is the shame? I don't see any shame. I don't see the word shame. Ra. Motzi ra. I don't know where the shame comes from, but it says it's motzi ra. A person who opens up his mouth and allows words that are ra, loshon hara, to come out of his mouth. Unkelus says that. Unkelus says the word sigira, and he wants to say over here, why is it called sigira? Because Unkelus and the Gemara are really saying the same thing. And the word sigira means sigira, sheloi sogar pith, ulishoinai. Unkelus parallels the Gemara. The Gemara says he's moitzi shemra. What should he have done? He should have closed his mouth. He should have been sheloi sogar. He's called the sigira. Sigira literally means to close. But here he's saying it means it should be interpreted as if it says he did not close. And that is basically the same thing as the Gemara, because the Gemara says that he was motzi shemra. He should have not been motzi shemra by closing his mouth. All right, fine. The Yeshayim, some say, Shetargum Tsaras al Shem Soifai, when it says Sigira in the Targum, it has nothing to do with his mouth. He should have shut his mouth. But it refers to the halacha that applies to the mitzora when the Bezdin declares him to be a tzorua, a mitzora muchlat, that he has to lock himself up in isolation. He has to lock the door. Badad yeshev michutz lamachane moshavoy. Shetzoras yeshev shetargim tzoras shetargim tzoras al shem seifoy. Shetzrichim lihasgiroi. He must be put in hesger. He has to be locked up. Okay, that's number two. Now we come to number three. Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz. Perish al pima sha'amu b'zoyar. Sha'amit zoyra ein tefilos and nishmas kevan shadibu loshen hara. Ulchei nikro sigira. Sheniskiru b'fonov sha'arei shomayim. That the gates of heaven are closed before this fellow. This fellow wants to daven. And shomayim, they don't want to hear from him. The gates of heaven are sagur. Yesh lahoyes. She'ein baru im ha'oiz dalin b'roi shamilim diskir didoiv dimisoiv balit zayin ache ha'idiyah oi choyrosa asher ayin milum. Okay. He wants to make another point over here. And over here it says didoiv. So his question is, the word di is the equivalent of a hey ha'idiyah. So his question over here, it says there are three different types of people. There is disgir, didoiv, and there is dimisoev. All three translations of the three different people in the Pasuk begin with the letter Dalet. What is the purpose of the letter Dalet? Is the letter Dalet to serve as a hey idea? The person that's Tomei. The person who has saras, the person who is a zav, or no, we're not focusing, it's not a hey idea, it's that happened, the person, asher, who happens to be a mitzvah, a person, as difference, not the person, a person, and the dalit is, who happens to be tamei. A person who happens to be a mitzora, a person who happens to be a zav. Is that the pshat? Or is the hey ha'idia the person? Is the dalit serving like a hey ha'idia to make it sound the person? Or is no, the dalit is not a hey ha'idia. The dalit is that is. And there is no hey ha'idia here. There is a person who happens to be a mitzvah. L'may nafkamina, I don't know. I don't know the nafkamina. What would be the nafkamina? But anyway, we learn over here basically four We learned over here four translations, a deeper understanding into the word mitzayra. Mitzayra, we translate as a leaper in English, but in the Gemara calls the mitzayra, it's an acronym. Motzi Shem Ra. He speaks, Motzi comes forth, words that are Ra. He says bad things. Targum says the word Segir. This Segir. What does that mean? La Maskana, four translations. Either the Zohar that says that a Mitzayra, he is Soiger, he closes up spiritual light. He is a damager. He's damaging the Jewish people, like sealing the spiritual life from the Jewish people. The second parish is, it's really what it says in the Gemara, that he's Motzi Shem Ra, he should have kept his mouth shut. The third interpretation is that this fellow is now going to be locked up in isolation. Bodod Yeshev, isolation. And the fourth interpretation of the word disagir means, this disagir is, what do we say the fourth interpretation? Is that the gates of prayer are closed before him. Okay, so at least we learned this today. We learned a nice chazara, and then we learned the chakira. The Dalid in Targum can either mean a hey hayidia, or it could mean asher, that which. Over here, when we discuss these three people, are we discussing them as the hey hayidia, or are we discussing them nothing more than that which? Okay, now the next line over here, didoiv, azav, l'shoin ziva, b'haskalfus ois hazayin, dizoiv. We know this is very popular. The Dalid and the Zayin can be interchanged in Hebrew language. Okay, the Lashon Ziva the Aschol Fas Oy Zayin Lo Oy Dalid. Ki Oy Siyos Elu Yischavu Tamid Yesh Loher Shelochayra Dido Ivchu Targum Shel Asher Zov Shu Poyel Sendings of Lo Tov. All right. Vaita. I don't know what he's not saying anything. Next. Now this is an important one. Litnei Nafsha. Bones. Okay? Over here, this is a very important thing because the Targum is trying to teach over here that the Iker Tumah of a human being are the bones, not the Basar. Well, you would think a person who dies, so we know he's Tameh. What is bringing the Tumah? Are the bones the cause of the Tumah? Or is the Basar the source of Tumah? Now the truth is the Basar is just as Tumah as the bones. That's the halacha. So what does he say over here? He says over here, Litzmei Nafsha, Zeh Targum Asher Kosem Mimikul Nefesh, Kavanasa L'shon Atzamais Adam, Kavanasa She'im Hoyu L'shon Tumah, Hoyu L'shon Targum L'misoev Nafsha D'in Yisha, K'derech Shol Kol L'shon Tumah V'shon Gra. V'yonim Yisvarash L'shon Tumah Yiyem Ashma, She'akosav, Shakos with David Adam and it betami mace. Oh, Shay Targum called themselves Lutamid Navsha de Insha. Zillay Tachin. Shenagir betami mace, Adam Shachman and Mukhus Lamachan. Okay, this is very important. Someone who touched the time mace with Sach Tam, Shlo Targum to Lashna Cost of Tame Lenefesh. Shenidmo Lemace Atzma. Commercial tear game to me Nefesh. Where she was only Zama. I'll miss the Yeshav Lama Beer Shakavan Atzama's the mace. Wow, okay. Okay, so there's more, but let's recap what he says over here. He has a lot of questions. Number one, the standard translation of the word bone in Etzem is garma. Garma. So he's not giving you an answer. Why here is the unculus deviating from the expected translation of garma and using a different word for a bone? If the Targum wants to say over here, his desire is to say that a person came in contact with the bones of a dead body. The word that's commonly used in Aramaic for bones is garmo. Why then did the Targum confuse us by using a new vocabulary word called litmei nafsha, tmei, bones. It doesn't give an answer. Okay, the other question he asks, this is a very interesting concept. If a person touches a person who came in contact with the dead, he does not have to leave shalosh machanos, which basically means he has to be in av hatoma. Now, an av hatoma means a person came in contact with the dead. The dead is avi avos. The avi avos. I always like to say there are seven levels of tuma. There are seven levels. What's the first level? The avi avos, the dead body. Anyone that comes in contact with the dead body is an av. Anyone that touches an av becomes a rishon. A rishon can make a food into a sheni. It stops there. But a truma that touches a sheni can become a shlishi. If kadoshim touch a shlishi, they become a revi'i. And if anything that is being used in preparation for the paraduma touches a revi'i, it becomes a chamishi. So sach hakol, how many levels of tuma are there? Seven. Seven levels. Avi avos, av, rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi'i, chamishi. The dead body is the avi avos. A person who comes in contact with the dead is a rishon, is an av. A food or utensil, a person or utensil, anything that touches the av becomes a rishon. If the rishon now touches something else, it becomes a sheni, only food. And a sheni can make truma into a shlishi, and truma can make kachim into a revi, and something that's been used to paraduma can become a chamishi. Sach hakol, there are seven levels of tuma. In Lubavitch, there's a mesorah that is going to be only seven rebbes, and the seventh rebbe is going to be Mashiach. Rav Menachem Mendel was the seventh rebbe. He was called unofficially by the Hasidim Hashevi'i. He was called the seventh. He was the seventh rebbe, and that's why there was great expectation that he would be the Melech Mashiach, because that was the Mesorah in Chabad. There are seven rebbes. The rebbe was the Hashevi'i. Okay, you look in all the Chabad. When they talk about the rebbes, there's the Shishi, the Shlishi. Every rebbe has a number. Rabbi Nachum Mendel was Hashevi'i. That's why there's this whole messianic thing going on, because he was the Hashevi'i. Meir, we had over here in Rabbi Shimon Shua on the second day of Shavuos. A chevra from Chabad came here. They gave a drasha, and they were all wearing the yellow pins, and it didn't go off very well. They weren't very welcome over here. The oilim over here, they're not such fabrenta Chabad people, especially the ones that wear the yellow pins. All right. Over here, there are seven levels of tuma. Now we go to the next question he points out over here. And that is, what happens if a person does not come in contact with the dead, but instead he comes in contact with the person who came in contact with the dead, which means the person is only a rishon for tumas meis. He does not need to leave the Beis HaMikdash. So according to that, let me ask you, is every single person today for sure an av hatuma? I mean, you become an av hatuma if you go into a chapel, if you go into a hospital, more or less. So you don't even really know when you're an av hatuma. Most children, when they're born in the hospital. They're born in the hospital, so l'chayra, the day they're born, they're automatically an av hatuma. Because if in the hospital there's a morgue, and it's all connected, the baby, the moment it comes out of its mother's womb, if it's in the hospital, there's a real possibility the baby is already an av hatuma from its birth. And if the baby, you know, then once you go to a funeral, become an av hatuma. And there's no way to mitarvan amazon because we're not paraduma water. But theoretically, think about it. If a person is born at home, okay, they have that today. You have a midwife, and this person never went to a funeral. For example, a kohen, he never went to a funeral, and he never went to a hospital. and he was careful his whole life not to walk in under any awning where there's a possibility of there being a dead body. So theoretically, you could have to have a person who's not an avatoma. He's going to for sure be a, he's going to be a rishon. He's going to be a rishon. His mother touched him. His father touched him. When you shake someone's hand, you're probably shaking a person who's an avatoma. So there's no question, every person today for sure is at least a rishon l'tuma. But is it really so that every person today is an avatoma? Not mechuch. But over here, he's over here, when it says over here, he touched the bones, it means it has to be, it's teaching over here, you saw that it has to be an avatoma. A person who's tamei lo nefesh, a secondary level of tuma, where he's not an avatoma, he's only a rishon l'tuma sames. He does not need to leave the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it says the bones. Okay, one more line over here. Litme navsha da nosha. Zu kirsis rashi. Lefi zechoy sef unkulis. Hamilo da nosha. Vzeh doyme targuma lakan. Targuma lakan. Lenevish odam. Litme navsha da nosha. Nirshas mi luzesh lo nefash lo nefesh. Afi lo nefesh mehema. Oh. Afi lo nefesh mehema. Al mik acha shiach lechol nefesh. Shmeni nefesh. Kishnemar. Makin Evish Behema Jamikula American with him in the Vela, we talking Sheperishukim Shimsulan Law Nefesh. Nigut Kamat, Shamashra, Nefesh, Yudua, Nefesh. Okay, I think maybe that's part of the answer. Legarma means a bone, but it could be that bone can mean even an animal bone. A person who's coming from an animal contamination does not need to leave the Azara. Only contaminate to human beings. Maybe that's why he said Lagarma. I don't know. All right, at least we learned this halacha today. We have to stop over here. Rabbi Sai, Mir Tashem, will see you tomorrow. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Rabbi Lezer.
What?
Okay. Good night, everybody. Good night. I'll send you it now.
Okay. Thank you, Heshi. Thank you, Mr. and Ms. Glatter. Mr. and Ms. Glatter, how is your Yom Tov? Hope you had a nice Yom Tov.
Thank you.